Okay, from sinking news standards to the sinking housing market. Some people who bought high during the housing boom are having a really tough time making their mortgage payments. Across the country, foreclosures jumped some 42% last year. San Francisco, home to expensive houses, is particularly hard hit. Nancy Mullane reports from member station KALW.
Michelle Full and Ryan Takamoto are standing outside a coffee shop chatting with their real estate agent. After months of traipsing through open houses, this may be the day they find their dream property. Full says that would mean a house they can afford.
The really nice houses are like $1.5, $2 million. And you think, okay, could I really do this? It's very tempting, but you know, in the end, it's still a lot of money.
Buying more than the budget allows in a city like San Francisco can be tempting. Problem is, people all over the country have been pushing those limits. Eddie O'Sullivan is Full and Takamoto's real estate agent. He says he tries to show his clients only the properties he knows they can afford. But he says lenders have been willing to offer buyers more money, and that can mean trouble down the road.
The bank will always give them a cushion where they'll tell them, look, this is, you know, for what you're willing to spend, this is what you can afford, but we'll lend you up to this amount.
After all, banks and other lenders make money on the interest paid on a mortgage. O'Sullivan says the problem is the exotic home loans. Lenders have been offering home buyers with less than stellar credit. The favorable terms of zero interest, adjustable, or so-called neg-am loans change over time, usually after a couple of years, and can become very expensive. Oftentimes, the home buyer pays just a portion of the interest on the loan each month, kind of like a minimum payment on a credit card. The rest is tacked on to the principal.
You end up in a situation where you're stuck in a loan. If you're only able to make those minimum payments, then ending up in a loan that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's what happened to Patricia Barbera. She bought her dream home with an adjustable rate mortgage. As the mortgage increased, she got caught up, unable to make the payments on time. Barbera received one notice of default and then another. Late payment fees were attached. Then, she says, the lender began foreclosure proceedings.
I don't know whether it's like anything else, but it is pretty dramatic. When you're in a situation where you may be losing your home, that's pretty scary.
Barbera fought back. She hired an attorney and challenged some of the late fees and other charges the lender attached to the default debt. So far, she's been able to keep her home, but she says it's not over.
I just go one day at a time and fight and fight and fight.
Oftentimes, it's not in the bank's interest to foreclose on a home, and they may be willing to renegotiate the loan. For those homeowners who aren't able to make some kind of a deal, a foreclosure sale of their property can occur within 3 months of receiving a notice of default. In San Francisco, foreclosure sales take place on the steps of City Hall.
This is a trustee sale. Opening bid of $389,845.
Over the next 45 minutes, a half dozen men standing in a drizzling rain place bids on a foreclosure property in the city. All of the men carry cashier's checks in their hands. The checks prove they can pay for the property if their bid wins.
$540,000 for the third and final time. Are there any further bids?
Even though foreclosure rates across California jumped 145% in the fourth quarter of 2005, that's an increase over unnaturally low numbers of the past few years, when buyers were earning equity on their homes. But according to Thomas Davidoff, an economist at UC Berkeley, foreclosures will likely continue.
If things sort of stumble along, you know, minor recession, minor recovery, I don't think we're going to see a big increase in house prices. And so I think we'll see some more defaults. I think that will happen over the next 5 years.
The rising tide of mortgage delinquency and foreclosure rates has gotten the attention of Congress. Just yesterday, Senator Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, said it may be time for federal regulators to intervene and crack down on irresponsible lending practices. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.
This property is hereby sold.